He was the apostle of nonviolence, a man whose tactics of peaceful resistance forced the British to leave India and for a brief moment turned that old adage, might is right, on its head. But after September 11th, are Gandhi's ideas still relevant? Joining us to explore this question is Arun Gandhi, director of the Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence in Memphis, Tennessee. He's also a grandson of Mahatma Gandhi. Arun Gandhi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Given the tremendous attacks on September 11th, unprecedented really, I'm wondering, how do you think your grandfather Mahatma Gandhi would have responded?
Well, he would certainly have given us moral leadership. I mean, there is a situation in India almost identical to what happened here on September 11th. In April of 1919, in the state of Punjab, the British governor there massacred more than 380 men, women, and children simply because they had assembled to hear somebody speak about nonviolence. And in 1919, the British were outnumbered 4,000 to 1. If the people were allowed to express their anger, they would have wiped out the British overnight there. But grandfather turned the anger of the people, and he told the people that we cannot afford to be what the British have done to us. We have to rise above that. And he was able to channel that anger into positive action, into nonviolent action, to liberate not only India from British imperialism, but to liberate the British people from their own imperialism.
Of course, that was many years ago, and I think there are quite a few Americans who probably find Gandhi's ideas admirable, but somehow out of date, naive, or quaint even. What would you say, Arun Gandhi, to somebody who lost a loved one on the attacks of September 11th and who desperately wanted some measure of revenge or justice?
Well, I think that's the key to this whole thing. You know, we lost in our own family. I lost my grandfather to violence. I lost my father to violence because he suffered a lot of punishment and torture in the South African prisons. And recently, in 1990s, I lost my 29-year-old nephew in South Africa to political violence. So I know what it means to lose a dear one to violence. But we must remember that justice does not mean revenge.
Does nonviolence, the kind of nonviolence that was preached by Mahatma Gandhi, does that mean doing nothing?
No, it doesn't. It's a very active form of nonviolence. And it does recognize the fact that there are times when some violence may be necessary.
Such as when?
Well, certainly when, you know, individually, if you're walking out in the street and somebody attacks you, you don't just stand there and take it and do nothing. Or somebody attacks somebody who is with you, your wife or your child or something.
But isn't that precisely the kind of situation that the United States on a national scale faces right now, given the threats by Al-Qaeda and by others out there?
Well, when you look at the situation in isolation, yes. But then we forget why did these people come up and why are there so many people who want to attack us? What led to these? These people didn't get up one morning and say that we are going to hijack the planes and destroy the World Trade Center. So why are people doing this? And we have to go into that aspect of it while trying to protect ourselves. But if we just look at situations in isolation, we are not going to get anywhere at all. We've gone and bombed Afghanistan to almost smithereens there, and so many innocent people have died there, but Al-Qaeda has escaped. We don't even know where they are or what they are doing. And so what do we do? How much longer are we going to go around bombing other countries in our pursuit of bin Laden and his gang?
Now, you were a teenager, I calculate, about 14 years old when Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated back in 1948.
Right, yeah.
And can you share with us some of your memories of Mahatma Gandhi as a grandfather, as a human being?
Oh, yeah. I spent about 18 months with him during the period between 12 and 14 years of age, that is just before his assassination. And there were many things that he taught me, and I think most significant lesson that I learned from him was about understanding anger and dealing with that anger positively. I lived in South Africa, and I suffered a lot of prejudice there, and I wanted eye for an eye justice. But he taught me that anger is like electricity. It's just as powerful and useful as electricity is, but only if we use it intelligently. But it can be just as deadly and destructive if we abuse it. He suggested that I should write an anger journal. He said, every time you feel anger for whatever reason, go and pour it out in your journal, but write the journal with the intention of finding a solution to the problem, and then commit yourself to finding a solution.
And did you do that?
I did that for many years, and I must say that it helped me considerably in my understanding of my anger and being able to channel that energy into positive action.
Arun Gandhi, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Arun Gandhi is a grandson of Mahatma Gandhi. He runs the Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence in Memphis, Tennessee.